Opening March 11th and playing through April 5th at Theatre J in D.C. is Jonathan Spector's much-acclaimed new play, Eureka Day. This tart-tongued and timely satire casts an unsparing gaze at the inner turmoil that roils the board of a gently progressive day school when their consensus-driven process runs into the double-edged dilemma of a mumps outbreak and the dreaded community input. Managing these comedic, chaotic events is Theatre J's artistic director, Haley Finn, who joins me today by phone. Welcome.
Thank you.
I am so struck by the duality of this play that pits uproarious and scathing satire against actually some deeply probing and resonant questions about how we're operating or not as a society. And I wonder how you, as a director, strike that balance that still minds the humor but gets the heart.
Yes, well, I follow the text, which is brilliantly written. And one of the things that Jonathan has done so well is that he creates compassionate characters that you can really get in the minds of. And what he does is he holds these different viewpoints within the characters so beautifully and convincingly that what you need are wonderful actors, which I have, to essentially get into the minds and hearts of those characters and speak from that position. And that's what we've been doing. We've been really chasing the truth of the characters through the rehearsal process.
I love that, what I think of as a kind of Shavian quality, that George Bernard Shaw was so good at writing from the perspective of whomever he has speaking at that moment. And it sounds like Spector kind of allows these characters with all of their various competing agendas and foibles to speak their truth.
Absolutely. And they all have their own truths and their different truths, but they hold fast to them. And sometimes you see them struggle to reach consensus and struggle to understand each other's truths, but ultimately they're pretty set in their ways and their opinions. So it's very dynamic and exciting to see how they wrestle with each other's opinions. And also because they have a common interest, right? They're all really invested in the school and invested in their children. So they need to reach a common ground.
That seems like what enables it to be a model, using this school setting and, of course, the board setting as a microcosm, essentially, of the process that as a society, as a civic enterprise, we're all engaged in, which is trying to wrangle these multiple viewpoints into some kind of common purpose. And yet, I think it doesn't harangue us about that. Ultimately, would you say that it's posing a question? And what question does it leave us with?
I think there's several questions in the play. One is consensus even possible? How, right? Which you know, is an ideal, but is it actually possible? Can people's opinions change? How can we, if not reach consensus, how can we come to a decision that is going to help the most amount of people and ultimately be the one that the majority goes with?
Well, Eureka Day will be splitting sides and posing questions at Theatre J, March 5th through April 11th, and more information is online at edcjcc.org/theatre-j. Thank you so much, Director Haley Finn, for chatting today.
Thank you.